We are spending a quiet evening at home. You in your leather chair and me sitting on the couch. My legs tucked up under me and leaning slightly away from you. We are separated by an end table and just a few feet of empty space. From the way I'm sitting, my ass is close enough for you to spank. And it seems that the temptation to do so was far too strong as I feel your hand crack against it hard and I let out a groan and bite my lip. And I glance into your eyes and I see that look I know all too well. I giggle and nod. I know exactly what you want. And I want it too. I unfold myself and follow you upstairs. We could play down here, but it's so much more fun to do that where we don't have to worry about prying eyes or intrusions from our neighbours. Besides, all our toys are upstairs too. We have some fun kissing and slowly stripping each other, one article of clothing at a time. It's such a fun little tease, and we both enjoy this kind of build-up. The anticipation is delicious, and you're always thinking of new ways to play with me in these warm, loving moments. I know how these games turn out so well by now, so I ask if I can put in my nice metal anal plug before we really get started. You know, that one with the vibrator in it? Of course you agree, though it would be more accurate to say that you almost insisted by the tone in your voice. But you won't turn it on yet, and I find that strange. You then make me bend over the side of the bed and gather my hair together in your left hand as you stand behind me. I feel the fingers of your other hand slide down the centre of my back, and I shiver in anticipation of what you're going to do. You let your palm rest on my ass and slowly rub it in a circle, and I let out a moan. And then you spank me. A nice gentle spank to be sure. But as you do, you pull my head back by my hair, almost as a warning as to what you're about to do next. I hear you take off your belt and you're firmly pulling my head back with my hair. You laugh, because you know that even the idea of you doing this is turning me on so much. You could use one of our paddles or other impact toys, but I can tell you're relishing the simplicity of this. You start slow, and the sting of the leather against my bare skin is electrifying. It makes me gasp every time with each jolt. I move my head and it pulls my hair into your iron grip. Oh, it's making me so wet too. And as I hear you laughing as I squirm, it makes me even more aroused. And you know that too. After every few times the belt meets my flesh, I feel your fingers rub my pussy and tenderly stroke and circle around my clit. You tell me you're letting me have a little pleasure with my pain, but I know you can tell how ready I am for you to do anything to me at this point. And you pause every so often to ask me a simple question. Do you like this? And all I can say is, yes. And it's true, every time you ask. You must have spanked me with that belt at least 40 times, and you marvel at your work. Oh, look how good those welts across your ass look, all nice and pink and perfect. I hear you let out a satisfied grunt, and I feel your fingers slide towards my pussy, and then slowly push inside of me. You keep my hair in your hand, and every time you drive them deeper into me, you pull back a little bit and laugh when I clench around your digits. You say, I know you want to come on my fingers, but you have to wait. Just a little bit. Do you understand? And I bite my lip and whisper, yes. You keep pushing me further and further into dangerous territory, and I don't know how long I can hold on for. I'm moaning and shuddering, so close to tears, and every moment is just making it harder and harder to keep my composure and not let myself come. You keep playing this game with me until you're pleased with my compliance and you ask me if I want to come. You know the answer even before I say yes. You pull my head back hard and whisper in my ear your permission, and a scream explodes from my mouth immediately as I climax and try to push myself as firmly as I can against your hand. I want to feel those fingers inside of me as I lose control, and I need you to know how good this was for me. You let go of my hair and withdraw your fingers, and I collapse on the bed, so tired but full of blissful warmth too. And as I lay on the bed trying to catch my breath, grateful for the release, I hear you say in a low growl, "Oh, you thought we were done. We're not done yet. Do you understand?" The only word I could manage was, "Yes." I pull myself up and you make me kneel on the edge of the bed, my ass hanging out just far enough so that you can fuck me while you're standing behind me. But before you do, you flip the switch on my plug and send vibrations through my ass, and I gasp and shake a little bit. I'm still a little weak from that first orgasm, and now I'm being stimulated constantly, and I know I can look forward to a lot more soon. I'm so wet that you don't even try being gentle, and as you thrust into me hard, my breath catches in my throat before I moan again. You haven't even started really fucking me, and I'm already so close to coming. But I know you wouldn't want me to yet. You'd want me to hold on for just a little longer, and I can do that for you. Yes. You put your hands on my hips and rock back from me before pulling me down on your cock as you push forward. And I whimper because you're making it hard for me to keep my own promise. I want to come for you again, but I want you to be happy when I do. But you seem to take my reluctance to come as a challenge. You fuck me harder, driving yourself into me with a frenzy, so determined to grind those orgasms out of me, and it is amazing. I'm barely keeping it together, but the fact that I'm making you unleash something new on me that I didn't know you had is making me want to hold on even more, just so I can see how far you might go. All the while, the plug is just edging me more and more. Its vibrations are too powerful to be ignored now. I feel you put your hand around my throat, and that simple sensation breaks down the last of my resolve, and I come almost instantly. I feel your grip turn into something gentler, like you finally got the thing you wanted all along, and the little edge of anger in your groans disappears too. I come in your cock twice more before you grab my hair in your hand again and tell me you're so close. I can feel how close you are too. You just had so much passion earlier, and you had amped me up so much that I thought I might not stop coming. That maybe you'd broken something in me and I'd never be the same after this. But as you came inside of me, you pulled back my head and kissed me on the neck, whispering sweet, loving words, and let your other fingers play with my clit until it ached, and I cried out as the final sweet orgasm took over my body, and every last ounce of pleasure exploded from within me, and I screamed one last loud yes. You pulled out and we lay on the bed together, pressing our bodies next to each other, spent but completely satisfied. We'd have to move again at some point, but we had time for that. Moving was something that could definitely wait until later. And maybe then, we'd both be ready to play again.